my voice coming through okay?
Yeah. Yeah. That, should we count that as your sound test? Because I hit yo, go right before that.
Baby, you're a firework.
Yeah, there it is. That sounds good enough to me. Let's do this. Let me turn it up. And then turn it down while I talk. Everybody, welcome to Just Be Cousins. My name is Jason Mark, and with me in the VT, that's virtual studio, is my ruggedly individual cousin from another cousin. He's my cousin. His name's Joe Neal. Say hi, Joe Neal.
Hi there.
Sorry, I'm stumbling over my words because although you all have asked me to do this, I'm really not fit to do it. I'm just far too arrogant to... Look, imagine this. You're Paul Revere. You're standing on a hill. It's July 4th, 1776. You're looking at an airport, and you're trying to decide whether to go capture that airport now or in, like, 100 years when the fucker actually exists. That's what you're trying to decide. Welcome to the Independence Day episode, which we are doing a couple days after actual Independence Day. That was really well thought out intro I did, wasn't it, Joe?
That's good. I loved it.
Yeah,
in fact, you said VT stands for virtual studio.
Yeah, I did. I said VT.
That was good.
Instead of VS, yeah. Well, because everyone knows VS stands for Victoria's Secret, right? So you had to, like, I got to bump it over. I think I went VT because of virtual. I should have said the VT studio, but anyway.
Yeah, you're hooked on phonics.
I'm hooked on phonics. I am. I'm hooked on phonics. Hey, fair warning. I went for a run today, which normally wouldn't be anything, but I'm old and fat now, and that's actually hard to do. And then I went to a Mexican restaurant. I ate a lot of food, and I drank a lot of margaritas and sangria. So I am butt tired. I know that in the intro I sounded very articulate and well-spoken, but it will go downhill from there. Full disclosure.
I am also butt tired. Mm-hmm. Ow! Oh my god, I'm also a fucking idiot, dude.
You're a fucking idiot.
I just stirred my sweetener into my piping hot coffee with my finger because I don't have a spoon, and it hurt really bad.
You're dumb. You're not dumb. That happens sometimes, you know, because we're old and it's late. You're drinking coffee right now. Is it caffeinated or not caffeinated?
It is caffeinated, and my wife was really sweet, just like the sweetener. She brought me a piping hot cup of coffee. I'm having a hard time talking, too.
That's
what
okay.
is our problem?
We're old and we're old.
We're old and we're old.
Yeah. I was showing off to my wife the other day. I was like, hey, babe, check this out. It's 8 p.m. I just drank a lot of coffee. Watch how fast I go to sleep now. Lay down on the couch and I was out like in no time. That's how we are. We're so old. We're so tired that it don't matter if we drink coffee at 10 p.m. on a Saturday, we'll still be
Maybe
able to go to sleep.
We've talked about that before. I have no problem with that either.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to drink like 6 cups of coffee
mm-hmm.
at 9 p.m. from 9 to 10. 6
yeah.
cups of coffee, and then I'll be like, oh, I'm probably not going to bed till
11.
11:30.
Yeah.
Like 10:15.
Yeah. I got to say, though, on the other side of things, I've been drinking too much coffee in the morning, and it's been making me really anxious, not jittery, oddly, but makes me anxious. Like, and I haven't been anxious since I started medication. Like, I've just been mellow. Like, you know, someone's like, hey, there's an earthquake. I'm like, really? That's cool. But now it's like, some dudes came over to fix my garage door because I'm not man enough to fix it myself. And the whole time they were here, I was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, for no reason. Like, they weren't going to steal anything. Not that there's anything to steal. I mean, they were doing a good job and it was all bonded and licensed and everything, but the whole time I'm just in my office going, oh shit, oh shit, and they got done. I said, oh, okay, here's your check, bye.
I pictured you like pacing and sweating and
yeah,
wringing your hands.
I was the whole time in my office, like, and they were nice guys. They did a great job. They did it really fast, and it was just because I had way too goddamn much coffee. I gotta stop drinking coffee, I guess.
But in that situation, were you did you have unreasonable thoughts that went with this anxiety, or
no.
Or was it completely inexplicable? No thoughts along with it, just like
no thoughts. Good. It wasn't like oh shit, they're going to do this. I mean, I said in my little impression there that oh shit, they're going to steal something. No, I'm lying. I didn't think that at all. All I was doing was like hi, yeah. There were no, and that happens That's sometimes. Funny, like man. I'll have a panic, not a panic attack, but like a, I'll be very nervous that I'm going to have a panic attack. I'm like, oh, but then I don't have one. Anyway,
that's what people with agoraphobia, or in Canada they call it agoraphobia or something like that.
I didn't know that.
It just gets to the point where people have panic attacks in fear of their next panic attack.
Yeah,
it's a fucking meta anxiety breakdown.
I kind of like that. Is agoraphobia the fear of outside places?
Well, like, I mean, like I'm just a Taco Bell manager, but in every case, as I understand it, agoraphobia is, it comes with panic attacks. I mean, it's not just a fear of like leaving your house.
Yeah,
it starts with panic attacks normally, and then you start getting, you'll have a panic attack, let's say you have a panic attack at a supermarket. Mm-hmm. So then you're scared of having another panic attack if you go to that supermarket, so that's okay. Off the list for the rest of your life.
Gotcha.
So then
okay.
As you collect different areas different locations where you've had panic attacks, it just whittles the location
right
of comfort down to your house. But it doesn't matter, because people with agoraphobia are still having panic attacks in their fucking bathroom, but it's the only place that they're willing to exist.
Gotcha.
It sounds like hell on earth.
Yeah, it does. I don't want to belabor the point, this is not the panic attack episode, but I don't think I've ever had a full-blown panic attack, but I've come close, and I'll tell you what, I'd rather you break a kneecap, because pain sucks, but you can grip on it. But when you're on a panic attack, it's like, I'm gonna die. And I haven't even had a full one. I've only had like the half panic. I've had a pat attack. I didn't even get the neck part.
Several in my 20s, I had several full on panic attacks where I started hyperventilating.
Yeah.
And went to the ER because I thought I was gonna die. I thought I was having a heart attack. Thought I was having a stroke.
Yeah.
I went to the ER and they told me that I was an idiot.
And now you're afraid of ERs. Okay.
Yeah, panic attacks. But you're right. Fuck physical pain. Like panic attacks, I wouldn't wish those on my worst enemy.
Yeah.
It's a terrible, terrible thing.
The funny thing is,
the hyperventilation leads to carboneural shock, I think is what it's called. And I've experienced that too. That's where you hyperventilate to the point where your hands go numb.
Whoa. I'm looking at carboneural shock.
And it's terrible.
Shock.
And then if you're sitting there thinking that you're going to die and then your hands go numb, you're like, see?
Let's see here. Okay, I found a website about carboneural shock. It says, album articulatio du fasten carboneural tropfen get verta soft duak, vertralich, gallus
electrochen
shock.
That's exactly right, dude.
Yeah, I think I may have spelled it wrong. Hey, I'm going to change the subject radically.
Wait. I have one more thing to say about panic attacks.
Okay.
And I can, if you allow me, I can segue into 4th of July.
Hmm.
From panic attacks, just real quick.
You can do that, but I'm going to talk about something else that's not 4th of July.
Okay. But here, check this out.
Okay, go for
it. If we were going to talk about 4th of July, here's how I would segue.
Okay.
Look, when people are like, oh, okay, you're going to have a panic attack? Well, take some deep breaths. Take some deep breaths. That's what was in my mind when I'm having a panic attack. Guess what?
Yeah.
Took a bunch of deep breaths really fucking fast and hyperventilated, went into carboneural shock, thought I was having a stroke and a heart attack, went to the fucking ER and they called me an idiot. Yes, take deep breaths if you're having a panic attack, but take them very slowly.
Yeah, take slow breaths.
And hold your breath, and even try it into a paper bag. And here's how I would segue into 4th of July.
Yeah.
Fireworks give dogs panic attacks,
yeah,
and I witnessed
do.
That a few times, so maybe we can talk about that later.
Yeah,
anyway,
let's do that.
Take a hard right turn. What were you going
to
talk about?
Okay, and this is just a topical thing, and then we can go back to 4th of July, but as you know, actually, I don't know if you know this, but I subscribe to the Scott County Taco Bell Corporate Lecturer Gazette. Is that what it's called? Yeah, the Scott County Taco Bell Corporate Lecturer Gazette. It's a biweekly newspaper, and it's...
Yeah, I've never been approved
Well,
I've never been featured in that.
Actually, you have. That's what I wanted to bring up. There was an article in the most recent issue. No, no. There's an article.
I've submitted probably 100 times, and well, I didn't think I ever made it. Well, tell me about it.
So, the article pointed out that you were the manager of the second best, or excuse me, the third best Taco Bell in Davenport, Iowa, but that your store has been not promoted, but shifted to second best now. And I didn't, the sidebar explained this. It's like, it's not based on sales. It's not like you're the third best because you do the third best in terms of selling. It's just this, it's a corporate ranking thing. Apparently, I didn't know this. I thought it was based on sales. So apparently you've been bumped to second. I called the reporter. I was like, well, what's going on here? He's a really nice guy. Name was like Doug. I think he wasn't sober the whole time I was talking to him, honestly, but like any good reporter. But he said that basically the way it works is that if they want to promote someone to regional manager, first they put them in the second best Taco Bell slot, and then that's like, it's well understood that you can then jump to regional manager if the board approves it, right? And that's kind of like the stepping stone. No one goes regional manager without being second best Taco Bell manager first. And I was like, well, what's the deal with first best? And they said, like, first best is what you do to somebody if they make it to second, and then for whatever reason they decide, I don't want to be a regional manager, but you don't want to be a dick about it, then they say, okay, you go be first, right? So once you're the first best Taco Bell manager in Davenport, apparently you're probably not going to be regional manager ever, but you will get all the kudos of being the best because they've recognized your ability. They just decided, or you decided, not to take on the position. Does that make sense? Is that ringing a bell?
Yeah, it does. The trajectory of Taco Bell management is complicated.
It is very complicated.
I think it's unjust, basically. But well, I didn't realize I was featured in the Gazette.
And yeah,
that's really cool.
Well, did you know?
I was going to brag about the fact that I am the manager of the second best Taco Bell, officially.
Yeah.
I'm the manager of the second best Taco Bell in Davenport, Iowa. I'm really proud about that. I was gonna brag about it a little bit, but you brought it up first. Thank you for that.
Well, like I said, I saw it in the Scott County Taco Bell Corporate Lecturer Gazette, which I subscribe to, and they mentioned this. But they didn't mention all the ins and outs. So when they told you, though, I mean, did you know already, or did they tell you, hey, you're second best because you're being groomed for regional? Did they tell you that, or did you know that, or
it was implied?
Okay, yeah, that's what Doug said. He said it's not like
at the meeting there was a lot of like winks.
Yeah, yeah, know? A lot of winks, a lot
like
of tacos,
looking at me sideways, yeah, and nodding and stuff. I'm like,
yeah,
okay, yeah, you know what this means? That type of shit.
Yeah, and have you thought about it, or is that not?
I just look. This guy was not sober.
No,
that I was talking to, so I didn't know what he was trying to say, but I did. I took it seriously that officially I'm the second best Taco Bell manager in Davenport. So this is good. Thank you for the kudos there.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's not like you change locations or anything. It's the same location. You got the same millennials working with you, but now you get anyway. So do you want to talk about Independence Day? I should have had some Johns Phillips. He used to be John Phillips Souza. Now he's just Johns Philip Souza. He had a. I don't know.
You got nothing? You got no fun kind of music or sound effects for us?
I'm sure I could find something. But we can talk about Independence Day. What did you do?
That's boring.
Yeah. I want to hear it.
Okay. Well, I just went over to Ryan and Brendy's house. You know, Brendy. We have Brendy Corner. She's always funny to hang out with. I tell a bunch of stories about her on the podcast. And then her boyfriend, who is Ryan the White Chocolate Fog.
Yeah.
And we just hung out. I thought he was the Vanilla Fog. Big Brother.
Is he the White Chocolate Fog or the Vanilla Fog?
No, he's the White Chocolate.
Oh, shoot.
Fog.
Man, I fucked up. I fucked up big time.
You did?
I want you to talk, but I made... This is true. I'm not making this up. This is true. I made a crossword puzzle based on our show.
Wow.
Yeah. And I put all as many people as I could think of in it, but I called him the Vanilla Fog, not the... I need to go change it. That's okay, because I need to add some other people.
Oh, my God. How are you going
to...
you're going to have to retool your whole fucking crossword puzzle.
Well, I can I can move things around. I got some crossword puzzle skills, but I also, full disclosure, I didn't put in everybody that I should have, so I need to add some more people to it. So,
is it called the Just Be Crossword Puzzle?
Actually, that's so good. I should have, but I didn't.
Come on, that's easy, dude.
No, I titled it Audacity. I don't know. That's so genius. Okay, anyway. So White Chocolate Fog. Okay, I'll remember that. Moving on, you hung out with Brandy Corner and Flying Ryan.
Yeah, and we ended up watching fireworks on television.
Yeah, okay.
And it was kind of sad because it was local television, and we could hear the actual explosions in real life behind us, but we didn't go to watch the actual fireworks, so you could see it on the screen and then hear the explosions in the background. It seemed like kind of a new level of laziness. And Jesus Barking Christ was there, and he didn't give a shit about the explosions. But Ryan and Brandy's dogs were very upset.
And
honestly, usually when other dogs get upset, Jesus Barking Christ will then just get upset with them.
Yeah.
He likes to, he's into like mob think.
Okay.
Or is that what it's called?
Sure.
Anyway, usually whatever other dogs are doing, he'll just kind of get into it. But I guess he had had enough that day.
Okay. So he wasn't fussed.
Yeah, and they were all freaking out because there was fireworks exploding everywhere, and he just kind of sat there. He was like, fuck's the problem. Anyway, so that's what we did, me and Laura Pauline.
Well, you got me beat because I didn't do anything. I took the boy to a parade during the day. And it wasn't even in Seattle, Texas. It was in I'm not going to call it a suburb, but it was in a satellite town. And so it was a small town. So it was a small town parade. It's like they brought out their fire trucks, and they brought out their gay pride group, which was nice. And they brought out their a bunch of people marched by with pictures of soldiers who were from the town that died. And then they were followed by, I'm not making this up, a group of people saying that, you know, we are the society for the monitoring of gun violence or firearm violence. And here's the thing. This crowd of people who I would have guessed was ultra-conservative clapped and whistled and said hooray for the LGBTQ marchers, clapped and said hooray for the gun violence monitoring people, clapped for the... I mean, they were all very genuine. It was nobody got booed or like, you can't do this, right? There was a high school marching band, of course. And all my kid really cared about was the fact that they were throwing candy. But we weren't close enough to catch any of the candy. So I said, well, I'll give you some candy when we get home. But then he fell asleep in the car on the way home. So no candy. You snooze, you lose, kid. Literally. So that's what I did. I didn't watch any fireworks. I don't know, man.
You watched a parade.
I mean, yeah. Well, because my wife was at work and I had to take the kid to do something, right? So
if it were up to you, maybe you wouldn't have seen the parade, but you did it for your kid. And that's good.
Yeah. I love my country in as much as it's where I live, and I think that Americans are capable of some really great things.
That's exactly how I feel, man.
Yeah, but I'm just not into fireworks or patriotism as a badge, you know? It's like, here's what I think. I mean, in terms of, like, since we're on the subject of America, right? Mm-hmm. Like, United States America is all about, like, freedom, right? And opportunity, right? And they have those things in other countries too. I think what we got going for us here that other countries have sort of been inspired by is the whole idea of, I mean, if I'm going to like read way into the Constitution, it's this system of government where we can change it to make it better, right? And right now things are so screwed up and we're trying to change it, but the people in charge of changing aren't changing it. But the point of being free is the freedom to get better, to be better than we were. I feel like we're not doing that right now, but...
Yeah, but what I do like about America is it seems that we have a system where that is an opportunity.
Yeah.
Even when things get really fucked up, there's still this opportunity and there's still this kind of framework where we can, like you said, get better.
Yeah, yeah,
and
we don't...
And I like that. I maintain hope.
Yeah.
About America.
And so I feel like the true patriots, if we're going to get all crazy about it, the true patriots are the people who who take on the mantle of rugged individualism, right? That's the stereotypical American pioneer type, right? This person who's like free to do whatever they want, and what they do is like to get out there and rough it and make something out of very little, right? And if you gotta, you know, kill a few natives while you do it, well, that's just too bad. Obviously, I'm joking there. I am on the side of the natives. I think that we owe them way more than we're ever gonna be able to pay them for. Anyway,
agreed.
Yeah. So obviously, I just put my foot in my mouth trying to get it out here. I remember what I was talking about.
Well, when I think of the 4th of July,
I'm such an idiot.
I think of all things hot dogs.
Yeah. You know. Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
It turns into, like, you know, how do people celebrate? And I think about fireworks, and I think about hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like cooking weenies,
yeah,
eating hot dogs. And so I wanted to tell you this story because I have one of the millennials that I work with at Taco Bell. He says hot dog all the time.
Yeah.
he says it all the time, just as most people would say, like, awesome, or wow, or oh, what do you know? Like, he just says hot dog. He just says it a lot.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing that one of my Taco Bell staff has ever said was at this meeting, and one of the staff had been on vacation. Let me see if I can tell the story correctly. We're all in a meeting, and someone's like, oh, yeah, Tommy, he went on vacation. And this guy, let's call him Ed, that says hot dog all the time, he's like, oh, he went on vacation? Hot dog. And then the other person's like, yeah, but while he was on vacation, his dog died. And then somebody else is like, cold dog.
That's messed up.
And then everybody really tried hard not to laugh.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Tommy was not there, luckily. Okay. The guy, yeah, whose dog died. But
yeah,
but the whole hot dog, cold dog thing, really, I had to bite my lip. It would have been
funny.
Really bad if I would have laughed out, just guffawed to,
yeah,
that.
Because
I don't look, and it made me feel weird for the rest of the day because I was like, oh, Tommy's dog died. Yeah. But that cold dog joke with the timing, just so fucking good. Anyway, and
I'm
again,
jealous.
That has nothing to do with 4th of July except for the fact that it's hot dogs.
Yeah.
And I am serious about keto now, and
yeah,
I just eat. Here's some more hot dog stuff.
Yeah.
I just break open. I just eat hot dogs like candy bars without buns. I just,
yeah,
eat them because it's fine. You can
you
do that with keto.
Do
diet.
You cook them?
I do. I'll just microwave one if I'm
okay.
Hungry. It sounds,
yeah,
gross, but I'll,
no,
just eat it. And I'll get a little mustard and I'll dip that thing in the mustard and hot dogs.
Hey,
and then
got
one more. And just to remind our,
yeah,
listener,
yes, yeah,
normally when we talk about hot dogs, we're talking about that the term hot dogs, which is when you fart and burp at the same time. That's called a hot dog.
It is? I didn't know
because,
that.
Yeah, because it's made out of lips and assholes.
Jesus. Barking, yeah, Christ. I like that, though. I thought your hot dog story was going to be, hey, so-and-so on vacation. Oh, hot dog. Oh, yeah, but he's on vacation. His dog died. He got stuck in a car. And it was going to be the dog was too hot, and that's why he died. But you didn't take it that way. It was way, way, way better. So I'm glad that you did that.
Well, now you can feel bad about laughing at a dead dog.
Yeah. Well, you know, just to get back on the whole patriotism thing, and I am going to connect it to dogs, is I was going to say that the whole rugged individualism thing is people who are willing to sacrifice something in order to make something else better. That to me is like what America is. And I know that other people in other countries do that, for crying out loud. We can go with, you know, Gandhi, for example, right? Or I don't know, Mother Teresa or whatever. I just whatever Gandhi and Mother Teresa. But I'm thinking like,
yeah,
you know, topically, everybody hates Colin Kaepernick, and now they hate Nike because Nike won't make shoes with the Betsy Ross flag on them, right?
Yeah.
You heard this stuff?
Mm-hmm,
and I'm like, I know that Nike's all about the bottom line because they're a corporation. I don't begrudge them that. I mean, I begrudge them their child slave labor, but I guess I don't do it too much because I wear Nikes when I go running. But the fact that that Colin Kaepernick is like, you know what, my career as a quarterback is not as important as my beliefs. To me, that's very American. And the irony is people are like, well, you hate America. You are, how dare you, you know, how dare you disrespect.
Some would say that he's a great patriot. Would say that he's anti-American.
Right.
And you know what? That's pretty American, just that we have that type of diversity in response to Kaepernick himself.
Yeah, there you go. And the dog part of it is like, I do think that people should, if you want to go watch some fireworks, you should do that. But I do think that it would be more American to not be around fireworks so that your dog doesn't lose his shit. You know what I mean? And my understanding is there are vets, people who were fought in wars, and they come home, and then there's all these fireworks going off, and they get some PTSD going. It's like, well, can you, like, not shoot off fireworks so this guy doesn't, you know, curl up into a ball and have a panic attack? And people don't.
I've never even considered that as an issue, but that's, of course, that happens.
Yeah, so...
Talk about Brandy and Ryan's dogs freaking out. Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
People having, like, severe flashbacks in the throes of PTSD, that's terrible.
It is.
Have you read about this? Are there people that are requesting, like, vets that are requesting?
I've only heard about it third hand. I don't know any specific examples. And I'm sure that, like, I have friends who work at Veterans Administration hospitals, or at least one in our area, and I should ask them, like, do you guys get vets who show up a few days before the 4th saying, hey, can I get some chill pills? Because this is going to drive me nuts. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, you know? And so it's like, the fireworks are not patriotic. The hot dogs are not patriotic. If you go buy a Black Cat and watch it go off, that is, you're not celebrating America. You are celebrating your own joy, which is fine. That's great, right? Pursuit of happiness and all that crap. But don't be acting like, you know, the fact that you drank some Budweiser and wrecked your boat on the shore of the lake on the 4th means you're a goddamn American. It's not.
Well, you have to connect it. You have to be intentional about the rituals that you do. Like this Black Cat stuffed in a Black Cat and lit is for America.
Yeah, but even then, it's like, no, it's not. I mean, you can say that if that makes you, you know, keep your heart but
rituals are kind of arbitrary sometimes anyway.
I mean, sometimes. Saying, rituals like, are, by definition,
some
arbitrary.
Ritual, you have some, you know, celebration ritual. It's not necessarily obviously tied into what you're celebrating. I mean, a fucking Christmas tree, for Christ's sake. I think that was a pagan thing. It has nothing to do with Jesus Christ at all.
Right. Yes, absolutely what you just said. I think all ritual, and we've talked about this before, but I think that for some people, if you really got down to the heart of what they're all about, they would say that being an American, being a patriot, means finding somebody to call not American and not a patriot. Basically, it comes down to, as long as they can accuse someone of not being what they think they should be, then they feel they are the thing that they are saying the person who isn't. That didn't make sense in my head either. But maybe,
well,
it makes,
you know,
sense
what?
To you.
Here, how about this?
Okay.
In America, we have the freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. And because I have the freedom of speech on this podcast, no matter what topic we're talking about, I will tend to come back to, like, butts and orgasms.
Yeah, butts and orgasms, right?
Yep.
Maybe I should call today's
episode.
So
I would like to, segue
into butts and orgasms,
butt talk, and perhaps some orgasm talk. I have a question for
hopefully
you.
It will be funnier than anything I've said for the last 15 minutes, so, and I think that's a very realistic hope to have, because nothing I've said is funny, and you're a hilarious dude.
Well, can you tell me, I didn't look it up because I wanted you to educate me.
Okay.
I read on a screen, okay, I'm doing the elliptical. You know, I've been working out lately and doing keto. You know, I'm doing my health kick here.
Yeah.
And I will look at, like, Fox News. Mm-hmm. I can't hear it. I just, you know, the closed captioning's on. I'm looking at Fox News. They're telling me that everything is terrible and that Trump is great. And then I'll look to my right, and then there's CNN.
Yeah.
And the closed captioning on, and they're telling me that Trump is destroying the world. And I realize, you know, I don't have really any good information here. Well, there's no way to tell. Right. I just don't know. But then I kind of look up at CNN every once in a while, and all of a sudden this word came on the screen. I didn't know what context it was in. I couldn't figure out what the story was about, but it said sargassum.
Sargassum, okay.
And I think maybe that's a country or something, sargassum or something like that.
Not one I've ever heard of.
You don't know what that is?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I think we should figure it out. But of course, because I'm a dirtbag,
yeah.
I started laughing really hard. In fact, I couldn't adequately work out anymore because I started envisioning what a sarcastic orgasm might be. You know?
So can you demonstrate?
Here's another tie-in to July 4th. Okay, yeah. When you have an orgasm, like it's like fireworks going off, okay?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Anyway. But anyway, I thought...
that was it. All right.
I thought maybe you'd be like, oh yeah, sargassum. It's a country in the, you know, Eastern Europe or something like that. Yeah. But you have no idea.
No, I can look it up.
Could you do a sarcastic orgasm for me?
Sure, I guess so.
I'm putting you on the spot.
No, I'm doing it right now. Yeah, I mean, I'm coming so hard. You are amazing. This is yeah. No, it.
No, see, but what I like about the sargassum is that it, and I can't believe I've never thought of this before. It's one thing to fake an orgasm and be sarcastic about it, but if you're actually coming while you're doing while you're sarcastically coming, that just that tickles me.
I think that you're a guy and I am, and I have definitely had situations where I had an orgasm, but I didn't have an orgasm, right? Where it's just like, really, we're done. That's it? Well, okay.
You know what I mean? You faked an orgasm?
No, I mean where ejaculate occurred, but it was not fireworks.
It was just bullshit.
It was just like, okay. And I'm not talking about premature ejaculation or anything like that. I'm talking about just like...
Just an underwhelming orgasm.
Yeah,
it really didn't do it for you.
Where it's you know, one of those situations where it's like, well, you know what? I'm jerking off and this is going to happen. I'm doing this, right? I don't want to right now. I'm tired. Everything hurts, but I started this, and goddamn it, I'm a man. I'm not going to not do. And you're just like, just get it over with, right? And then he's like, and you're like, okay, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it kind of sounds like maybe you have had a sargasm.
Well, maybe, yeah. And I'm looking up every spelling I can think of this, and the only thing I could find is sargassum is a kind of
sargassum.
It's a genus of brown macroalgae. It's a seaweed. It's a kind of seaweed.
Oh, okay.
I guess. Here's the CNN story. Here's the CNN story. I found it. So kudos to you. The headline is "Record-Breaking Seaweed Bloom Stretches from West Africa to Mexico," or in other words, "World's Biggest Sargassum Stretches from Mexico to West Africa." So there you go. That's a pretty big sargassum.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that wasn't a. I thought that would be a big hit for you, but you didn't. the sargassum. Come on. Anyway, let's talk about butts.
Okay.
There's the freedom.
Do you like big ones?
America.
Do you like big ones? Can you lie?
I cannot lie.
I can talk about butts.
Can't deny. But see, lots of women
have
apparently
butts.
In Southern California, they like to get like butt lifts, or
augmentation?
Butt implants.
Okay.
You know, it's like fake titties, except you get fake butt, and I guess lots of women want to do that, maybe because of Kim Kardashian, because she's got a big butt.
Yeah.
She cannot lie. And so I just think that's kind of silly, but here in America, you know, not only do you have the freedom to do that, but we have – if you have the means, then that's an opportunity for you.
Yeah.
And I thought – I was actually flipping through – Facebook. You might think this is funny.
I will.
And I saw this. It looked like an ad. And it's and I looked down. I said, nothing endures butt change. Nothing endures butt change. And I thought maybe it was like a PSA against, you know, ass alteration or something.
Yeah.
Nothing endures butt change. But it was a yoga studio. And their tagline is, nothing endures but change.
Ah, okay. Well, so it just – did it have the extra T on butt there? Or?
No, I just
– that's how
that's
you read
a problem
it.
Of mine.
Okay.
I don't need two T's in order to read it like butt. So I was just misreading it. Nothing endures but change. I was like, okay, maybe you shouldn't get a booty lift.
Well, I'll say this. If somebody wants to get butt – implants, I'm not going to say no, right? Do whatever makes you happy. If you're going to ask me, should you? I'm going to say no. You shouldn't. I mean, I don't think you should, whoever you are. I'm talking to you. Say, hey, Jason, do you think I should get a butt implant? No. But my butt is, your butt is great. I love your butt. I love it just the way it is. But without the extra T, if you want to get one, you know, I'll hold your hand in the recovery room. Do what you want to do. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. But don't get it if you think it's because it's going to make you look more like this or less like that. Because that's just dumb. There's a person I follow on Instagram, and it's Hell's Fitness, HELLS_, and then the word fitness. And she's this gal from Great Britain. She's one of the most naturally beautiful people I've ever seen. And I guess back in the day, she used to be this Instagram butt influencer. Like she would do these videos where she would work out until her butt got enormous, and she is not an enormous person, but she just got this just shelf booty, like you could balance a drink on the back end of it, right? But she has since then turned around, no pun intended, and she's all about, like, you know, that's the exercises I was doing are bad for you, and she's now kind of anti all that stuff. She's still very fit, and she's still very pro fitness.
But she's saying that nothing endures butt change.
That's right. That's what she's saying.
Not your dignity. Your emotional stability. No. Nothing can endure butt change.
Butt change. Yeah, she's and now she makes funny videos that sarcastically. She's got this alter ego named Kelly, and Kelly is all about the butt and Instagramming and all this other stuff. So there's that butt thing. And then I got another butt anecdote, if you want. You brought up butts, dude, so I'll just butt away for hours.
Okay.
My little kid loves this song called Taki Taki. Have you heard it?
No.
Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of it, because there's going to be a butt involved to see if this works. May have to
Can
turn
you
it
walk us through it?
Yeah, here we go. I've never actually seen the video, which is what's coming up now. Oh, there's DJ Snake. All right. It's got DJ Snake, Selena Gomez, Cardi B. It's called Taki Taki. It's mostly in Spanish. You hearing this?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear it.
It's kind of loud, isn't it? Yeah. I think this will get us banned from
iPhone. And this is what sweet baby Jason Christ enjoys? He gets into this.
Yeah. Okay. I guess if we talk over it enough, then we won't get sued for. Anyway, so it's mostly in Spanish, and I got
Taco Bell Grande.
Yeah. So it's mostly in Spanish, and every time I heard it, like the first time, I was like, "This is crap." And then as I listen to it more often, because you know how kids are, I'm like, okay, no, this is actually pretty good. I like the beat. The Spanish is very, like, you can hear every syllable, and it's fast, and it's. The rhyming is really clever, and I like it a lot, and it's really good. And so I find myself singing it.
Sounds catchy to me.
Yeah, yeah, you should listen to it. The section where Cardi B raps, I was like, okay, she's definitely – I've never heard her before, but she's extremely talented. And the part where Selena Gomez sings, I'm like, oh, yeah, she's talented too. Okay, I never really paid attention.
Cardi B go brrr.
No, is that something she does?
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, I made the mistake of looking up the lyrics. Because I was like, what's this song about? I recognize some of the words, but not most of them, right? And it's basically this talky-talky fella saying he wants to get with that hottie in the club, the way she's dancing and all this stuff. And then Cardi B comes back and says, well, you know, if you want to get with me, you can't afford me. And Selena Gomez says, you know, I'm all this and all that, but I don't think you can handle it, right? So basically just rejecting him, but in a sexy way. And he goes back to singing. But the lyrics, here's the butt part. He's like, one part, he says, all this stuff, like, she's explosive like Nagasaki. She revs her motor like a Kawasaki, right? And that's just poor taste. But then he says, and she doesn't wear panties to make... so you don't have to work as hard. And I'm like, what? Who's not working as hard? What's the work here that's not being done because there's no underpants? Is it so that you can get up in there a lot easier? It's like, dude, are you wearing underpants? It seems like if you want it to be less hard, you should be the one going commando in the club. Well, I guess
if you're trying to be sexy, you can wiggle your butt. But if you're wiggling your butt with no panties... it's automatically maybe twice as sexy, so she doesn't have to do as much work. I'm just trying to put this together.
I think it's something about how it's like the underwear, you know, is a shield, but she because there's another line in there, something about her butt sticks out through her skirt. You think
it's an access thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And I like, my kid can't speak Spanish, and he wouldn't understand it even as in English anyway, because it's a little too fast and, you know, above his head. And he just likes the beat, and he dances, so I'm going to let him keep doing it. But... I was a little upset about that.
Nothing better than 3-year-olds dancing.
No, dude, I'm going to show you some videos. I'm going to come see you one of these days. I'm going to visit Davenport. We're going to get some tacos. We're in 2 weeks. And I'll show you some videos. But it was all about the butt in this video. He's like, or this song. Is her butt sticks out through her skirt and she doesn't wear underwear. And Cardi's like, yeah,
What does Taki Taki mean?
I have no idea.
From simply just rhyming with... explodes like Nagasaki.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kawasaki. And
the translation of talkie talking from Spanish into English is talkie talkie, apparently. So I wanted to bring up that.
Nothing lost in translation there.
No, nothing. But after this, I'm going to watch the video because I've never seen it before. But I've heard the song a billion times. But it's just that idea that a woman's butt is somehow a commodity, you know? Like a woman's butt is somehow a... an entity unto itself to be used or ignored at the woman's peril. You know what I mean? That idea to me is just so aberrant. I just...
yeah.
You know
what we need in our culture? We need butt change.
We need butt change. You are doing a really good job of trying to keep me away from the seriousness and go to the silly, and I appreciate that. That's what
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and you were talking about explodes like Nagasaki, and I'm like, okay, we can tie that back to, because I feel like we're struggling to stick with July 4th.
Well,
but you know what explodes like Nagasaki? Fireworks. Well, it explodes much less than Nagasaki.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that in poor taste? I wasn't there.
Yes,
so, I don't know.
It was. I'm sorry.
But all right, let's...
speaking of explosions,
yeah?
On 4th of July,
yeah.
I did just think of maybe a story that is silly.
Okay,
funny.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
Because down on Payne Street in Sevierville, Tennessee, where I grew up, we always wanted to play with fireworks and firecrackers and stuff.
Yeah.
When we were kids, but we couldn't always get our hands on it. So, yeah. You know, we're like, me and my friends were like 11 or 12 at the time, and somehow we didn't get our hands on any firecrackers, but my friend Ken got his hand on bottles of dry gas.
Okay.
do you know what dry gas is?
I don't. I mean, I could make up something filthy, but yeah.
You could buy them in bottles. I didn't know what dry gas is. I'm not super clear on it now.
Mm-hmm.
But we always would go and start fires in the woods anyway, in Sevierville that was surrounded by we could go and start a fire, go camp and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, instead of fireworks, my friend Ken was like, okay, everybody, and he grabbed his dry gas and he threw a bottle of dry gas into the campfire. You know, he's like, I want to make something explode.
Yeah.
We have no M80s. We have no black hats. So he threw dry gas into the fire. And then, like a fucking idiot, he went up and stomped on the plastic bottle of dry gas that was in the fire, in the campfire. And it exploded all the way up his body.
Yeah.
And as the fireball cleared, his hair and his eyebrow, like his two separate eyebrows, were perfectly on fire. And it just, that image is still in my head like it was yesterday. And then the dance that he did, because also his knees, his shirt, and his jeans were also on fire, and so was one of his shoes, of course, the one that stomped the dry gas.
Yeah.
And he started slapping his face and his knees at the same time, and it looked like it looked like some sort of like rural dance. I don't know.
I imagine, yeah.
And one of my friends said, he's doing the kicking chicken. They call it the kicking chicken. I still don't know what the fuck that is, but I do know the dance. I can clearly envision the dance that Ken did when he exploded dry gas up his entire body.
That's awesome.
And started his eyebrows on fire. It was wonderful. And that's my 4th of July story.
I like
it's a
that.
True story from 4th of July.
The only, I don't have any 4th of July stories. I do remember one time when I was at our... So we have the same grandmother who was – we also have the same grandfather, but he and that grandmother didn't stay together. So I was at his place with the other grandmother. excuse me. And all I remember is somebody set off one of those fireworks that spins around and it spins around and goes all over the place. It's pitch black outside because he lived way out in the sticks. It's pitch black, and all I remember is his wife, Grandma – running towards the mailbox for some reason, and this twisty thing chasing her the whole way, and she's screaming and hollering, and like at the time when it happened, I was like mortified because like this ancient old decrepit wrinkly just you know senior citizen, but now I realize like in terms of age, the age I was means that she was younger than I am now. Grandma.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, so she wasn't old and wrinkly and decrepit. It's just, for me, anything older than 10 at the time was like, that's old, right?
So, yeah, well, when you're that old, like, people that are 30 are about to die.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They've been around forever. So, yeah. Wow.
So I'm picturing, that's the only thing I remember is just her running towards the mail, why the mailbox? I don't know, she's going to hide behind it, I guess. And it just, chasing her the whole way. Like, she was zigging and zagging and doing some pretty good moves. That thing just would not let her go. That's the only 4th of July memory I can come up with.
Well, you know, as you told that story, I figured out what dry gas is.
What, drag ass or dry gas?
Drag ass.
Okay.
You're bringing it back to ass.
Yeah. That's what I always do.
But anyway, just in case you're curious, dry gas is an alcohol-based additive used in automobiles to prevent any water in the fuel from freezing or to restore combustive power to gasoline spoiled by water.
Oh, dry gas.
Dry gas is actually one word. It's a registered trademark brand.
Oh, okay. I thought you said dry gas. I thought you said dry gas. You're talking about dry gas. Yeah, everyone knows that. It's a alcohol-based fuel additive. I mean, dry gas. Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's kind of like, you know, hacky sack. Everybody calls foot bags hacky sacks, but hacky sack is a brand name.
Yeah.
Well, dry gas is actually a brand name.
So is aspirin, zipper, and Kleenex. Anyway. We have 12 minutes left, and I think you had something prepared.
Well, I don't think Larco sent us anything, right, for 4th of July?
No.
Larco?
Larco told me that they're working on some modern music, and I was like, oh, boy. And they said it's going to have a very young person's appeal, but it's not ready yet. And then also...
So it's going to be like... Right?
No, I think it's more along... Well, yes, it's exactly what it is. You're right. And then also, did I say before we started or after about the puzzle I made? Was that before we started?
I can't remember. I think it was on the podcast.
Did I? Okay, so that's not ready. I thought it was going to be ready, but by the time we record next, I will post on our website a puzzle, a crossword puzzle I made. So, yeah, there's no Larco.
It's the Just Be Crossword puzzle?
That's right. It's the Just Be Crossword puzzle. Awesome. So that's – I haven't done anything, but you've done something. You got this
thing.
Well,
it's just a word. It's a word from our sponsor, and we've got somebody calling in.
Okay.
So give me the intro, and then we'll bring this person on.
All right. That's too quiet. I should play it or just –
Let's bring him in. fuck?
Fuck you, Jason!
Happy 4th of July, you dick-chugging dirtbags. This is Donnie Bagadonis. The last few times I came on this Just Be Cocksucking podcast, I was severely injured and or nearly died in my attempts to demonstrate quality products who sponsor this fucking program. As you may remember, on episode 37, I fucking chopped my fingers off.
I fucking cut my fingers off!
Or perhaps you heard my eloquent follow-up performance on episode 62, when I used my remaining fingers to grab a machete and slice my dick off.
Jesus Christ, I sliced my dick off! Oh God, oh God!
Many of you surely heard your glorious host, Jason Mark, this fucking motherfucker over here, laugh his ass off while I nearly choked to death on episode 57.
I'm choking. I'm fucking motherfucking dying. Can't breathe over here.
That's right. No Heimlich maneuver, no 911. He just giggled while my face turned fucking blue. I have been harshly criticized for what some people consider, quote, pathological recklessness, unquote. I have been informed by healthcare professionals that I exhibit high levels of, quote, toxic masculinity that in combination with extreme clumsiness makes me a danger to myself and other people, unquote. Look, just because I have the balls to do things you don't have the balls to do doesn't mean I'm some kind of pussy. I may only have 8 fingers and half a dick, but I still got balls. Anyway, I almost forgot what I was fucking talking about here. It's Independence Day, shit for brains. Along with eating the hot dogs and waving the flags and shit, there's nothing more patriotic than fireworks. That's right, and there's no better firework than the moon whistle bottle rocket. Yeah, every red-blooded, fun-loving American boy with conduct disorder wants to fire off some bottle rockets this 4th of July. So I say we just buy the little shits they're firecrackers, for Christ's sake. And to show you how good these moon whistle bottle rockets explode, I'm gonna shoot one of them out of my bare ass. You don't believe me? Watch this fucking shit. Wait. Isn't this thing supposed to fly out of my ass now?
I blew my fucking nutsack off. The rocket did a U-turn and exploded my fucking haggits into a million colorful pieces. Oh my God, there's a chunk in my hair. Somebody help me gather up my balls. I can't believe these fucking moon whistle bottle rockets.
I'm laughing again. I'm laughing at our guy Donnie.
It seems that he's hurt himself again.
It does. It seems that. I love that guy. I don't know why. He tickles me. He's one of my favorite dudes.
By the time, 2022, he's just going to be a torso.
Yeah, like just a torso.
Like the Black Knight in Monty Python. He won't have anything left.
I love it. Hey, real quick, I wanted to do something. We got about 6 minutes left, so tell me if you can hear this.
Oh yeah, I can hear it.
That's Morse code. It's not Morse code. No, sorry, I didn't realize the clicking was so loud. I will try to stop. Here's the thing: I'm a visual person, and so when I listen, I have to look. So you know, I go on Pinterest, and it's like Pinterest algorithm. I don't know how it works exactly, but like the more you click on a certain kind of thing, the more it'll show up in your feed. And so I had a lot of Kate Middleton, you know, speaking of Independence Day, in my feed, but she's not been there a lot lately. So now I'm like just clicking on every random Kate Middleton picture I can find just so she shows up in my feed again, and it's so that's why I apologize to the audience and to you. And
I thought you were clicking in Morse code. Fuck you, Joey.
No. You're one of my favorite people. I wouldn't say that. You don't know? Okay. Well, the Larco.
By the way, I always say Morse code too. Morse code.
Morse code.
Hey Morris.
Hey Morris. Hey Morris.
It's fucking Morse code. Morse code.
I like Morris a lot better. I'm going to start calling it that. We should start our own language where we just pronounce things however we want to, and if people don't like it, they can suck our dicks. I don't know. That's stupid. I'm sorry. This has not been my best episode. I'll try again next week. We're going to talk. We have 5 minutes. What are we going to talk about next week? Do we have a topic in mind or?
Nope. I don't know. Maybe we can just go random. We've talked many times about Gus Powell.
Yeah.
Gus Powell. And his wife is Jen Powell. She's been on the show before. Yeah. And I talk about the guy a lot.
Yeah.
And I've started a campaign to get him on the show.
Has he not been on?
He has never been on the show.
Oh.
Aside from you, he's like my best friend in the world, and my wife, of course, too. But
is he the book guy?
Different cat.
Seen the books?
Yeah, he's very. He burns through books. He probably. Well, he doesn't literally burn books, but he reads them, and he might read as much as you. Maybe not.
Well,
and
lately he's.
You've told me that your mom reads even more than you, so he might be. He might be in the top five of the most voracious readers. But he's just a super funny guy, and for being my best friend, I find it just astonishing that he's been doing this show for like 2.5 years and he's never been able to come on the show.
Yeah.
He's coming to my house tomorrow where we're going to do a barbecue, and I'm gonna sit him down and just talk him into coming on the show, because
he's
super funny, and damn it. I'm going to have him listen to this episode and see.
No, not this one. Come on, you can do better. You were great. Yeah, have him listen to it, because I'm terrible and you're good. And you can tell him, look, see, this is what I need.
Oh, yeah, that sarcasm bit was great. Oh, it was really great.
You can say, see how shitty Jason is. If you can come on and save me from that fucknut, that would be great. And he'll go up. he'll go.
All right, that'll be part of my my pitch.
He'll say, Joe, I'll be happy to help. I don't know what his voice sounds like, but I'm going to assume it's Joe. I'm going to be there for you. Or maybe not. I don't know.
He has a pretty good radio voice, I think. It's really hard to beat the Vanilla Fog, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's he's the Vanilla Fog.
I mean, the White Chocolate Fog.
Well, yeah, so.
And hopefully you didn't put Vanilla Fog into the Just Be Crossword puzzle.
I didn't.
Because then you'll have to rework the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I'm smarter than that. Yeah. Do you want to do an episode about crossword puzzles? Because I could talk about them ad nauseum. I do them a lot. We could do a
you know what? I think that we could do an episode about crossword puzzles and that you would make it funny.
Well,
so you're talking a lot of shit about yourself, but I think that if any podcaster could navigate the topic of crossword puzzles on a podcast, it would be. Yeah, and I think that you would make it funny. Well, even if it weren't funny, I bet you could make it interesting.
Well,
and then maybe I could pepper some. You know, fart and dick jokes in there, and everybody could just roll their eyes and just hit stop on the podcast, never listen to it again.
Shut up. You're awesome. And this episode is proof of that, because I was terrible. I'll try to do better next week. Our topic won't be, hey, you know what a topic's going to be? Not a topic, our topic. Our topic next week will be puzzles in general. And the challenge, you know, the puzzle we'll try to figure out is how to make talking about puzzles funny. And it'll be timely, because by then I will have posted the crossword puzzle I made. And so we can talk about puzzles. And I'll try to be funnier. Certainly funnier than talking about all the crap I try to talk about today in terms of independence and Kaepernick. And
well, look, this is it's been all about freedom.
It's all about freedom. The freedom to suck
Our
ass.
Our podcast is all about freedom.
It is.
And you know what? I like that we've got a new topic coming through. You know, there's ones that we use repeatedly because, you know, we like music and we like books and we like video games and shit. Although we haven't done a video game episode in a long time. But I like it when – and it's normally you will come up with a new topic. This one, I think it is a challenging topic.
It will be challenging. But, it'll be a puzzle.
We will solve the puzzle of making the topic.
Yeah, we'll talk about escape rooms. We'll talk about jigsaw puzzles. We'll talk about paper puzzles. We'll talk about Rubik's Cube.
Rooms.
Yeah.
Here's the challenge. Ooh,
that yeah. Okay.
Come up with funny escape rooms.
Oh man, dude, that's brilliant! Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not getting to sleep tonight because I'm going to be thinking about that the whole time. That is a great idea.
Yes, it is. My escape room doesn't have dicks and balls and farts.
It's not an escape room.
And your mom, then. Then I'll be surprised.
I'll be surprised too. All right, next week puzzles. Sorry about today's episode. I don't even have inebriation to blame on it.
You're actually just apologizing for the episode at the end of it.
Yeah, that's so terrible. Sad. It is. It's sad. Yeah, so we'll do that.
Hey, that'd you know what? I was listening to an old episode, and it was really funny. I can't remember which one it was, but I want to try something that we used to do all the time.
Yeah?
And that is, once the Rooksop hits, let's turn it up and just listen to it.
Okay.
Oh my god, that's terribly boring.
No, it's... You're listening to the podcast in your car, you're driving down the road, you're thinking about all the brilliant stuff that was said, and you're just... maxing and relaxing and acting all cool.
You know, this is my favorite part, though.
It's that little part there, that wink.
Yep, I love that part.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to scream something. Can you give me some? Can you nominate some? Scream option.
Like God Bless America, or Go USA, America, or.
Definitely not going to scream Nagasaki, no, but I like to bring something from the episode.
I got your fireworks right here. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you've got 2.5 minutes to figure it out, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, a little recap. So what did we talk about? I want to find something funny to scream.
Independence Day, being tired. Oh, your Taco Bell got moved to second best.
Okay, yeah.
I
could scream in victory, I suppose.
Dogs, your dog didn't give a shit this year. There was Rocket's red glare bursting in the air.
Yep.
Yeah, you can shout that. Rocket's red glare! Maybe not. What else are we talking about? It's in Severoville that dude stomped on dry gas. And he did not have a sargassum, but he had the kicking chicken dance.
Yeah, he was a dry gas hole.
Hey, real quick. No, I'll do it next week. You got 1 minute, dude.
I think that'll have to. I was going to try and do a very loud sargasm.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I can pull that off. Let me just give that a try.
Okay.
Oh, I'm coming. Okay. No?
Just shout dry gas hole. Cause...
That's clearly the right thing to scream.
Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody. Or good day, or good whatever. Bye.
Dry gas hole!
Good night, asshole.